Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. One of Southwest Florida's most visited historic sites has a new leader at the helm. Mike Flanders took over as CEO of the Edison and Ford Winter Estates back in February, but he lived in two worlds for a while as he wound down his time as a member of the Fort Myers City Council. He officially gave up his seat on the council yesterday, so we thought we'd bring him in and get to know him and see what he has planned for the estates. Mike Flanders, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here at FGCU.
Have you ever been to the Edison and Ford Estates? Here's your chance to talk to its new leader. Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And on Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. So I want to correct myself. Earlier, I said it's the most visited historic home sites in the county. It's the most visited, one of the top 10 most visited historic home sites in the country.
True, true.
That is quite a thing to take on. How do you feel walking into this?
Well, absolutely. We've always been about in the top 10 as far as visitation, and I think we're always pretty close to that. And it's quite an asset.
I've been there a number of times, of course, and I take everybody that comes to visit me there, and I think almost everybody that lives in this area does the same.
Absolutely. One unique thing about the estates is we both have Ford's home and Edison's home next to each other, which is rare.
I just think it's kind of like almost having a glimpse into the social life of these friends.
Well, absolutely. Being down here in the winter, it was, of course, a little hard work and experimentation was going on, but at the same time, it was a more relaxed time than what they were used to up north.
So you're replacing Chris Pendleton, who was the estate's CEO for 16 years. Do you see yourself picking up where she left off, or do you have any plans to implement any kind of changes in any way going forward?
Probably not picking up the plans where she left off. She inherited the estates after the city had owned it for 60 years. To be honest with you, the structures were in need of great repair. I think she only had a staff of four or five people. Now there's a staff of 45, part-time staff of 15, and over 200 in volunteers. So what she left was a staff very professional and a site very well restored. So my job and I think my mission is more focused on the future of adding to that outside the estates, making it more of a civic and community center. But as far as her legacy, she really has left it in great shape. And now it's time to kind of expand beyond the boundary of the site and really open it up to the community for events and things of that such.
I just love the science angle and the education. And when you go into that garden and you can see the different plants that were put there, how much time do you get to spend going out and adventuring?
Well, there's a lot of beautiful things about working there, and one is the diversity of you can be at your computer or be inside quite a bit, and then all of a sudden you need to roam the grounds and study something on the site, which we have about 22 acres, so it's a beautiful experience to be able to walk a little bit during the course of your day.
Exactly. So you were a city council member for almost 20 years?
Correct.
Were you looking to get out of the government in general, or did this position opening up kind of just spur you to move on?
Well, I'd have to say I've never wanted to be away from government, but I did want to get away from being an elected official. I believe government's very important, and I'll always be close to that. But after 19 and a half years as the elected official and seeing the growth spurts that we had downtown, I think it was time to move on to another challenge and really help another area grow, which is the estate.
So, and you're also closing an architecture firm, your architecture firm, to take this job?
Correct. I've had an architectural firm in downtown for 34 years.
Are you going to miss that?
I'm not going to miss the business aspect of it. I'll always be close to architecture. And at the estates, one of the master plan objectives is to build some satellite buildings to help facilitate some of the historic aspects of the estate. So I'm still going to be involved in master planning, and the estates are still going to have some new construction, some new buildings hopefully in the next few years. So I'm still going to have a taste of the architecture, which is really where the love is as far as that profession is concerned.
I'm kind of giggling internally thinking of an architecture firm coming with a bid and bringing it to you and you being able to look right through every single thing that they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll probably be writing the specs and overseeing those firms pretty closely.
So how much do you know about the history of the estates and Thomas Edison? I mean, were you always kind of a history buff too?
Well, my knowledge of the history is really immersed with its relationship to the city. I started working over at the estates as a consultant and as an architect back in the 1980s. So I've had a lot of projects to help repair and restore some of the estates. I've known all the mayors that have been there since the 80s as far as their relationship. So from a history's perspective, knowing it, how it relates to the city, I'm very familiar with the deed of gift from Mina Edison in 1947. So the history of, that I have is more a city-related history versus maybe a historical, factual history of the particular people of Edison and Ford.
Like the modern history of it.
Right. Correct.
So who owns it now? Is it still the city's property?
The city owns it since 1947 when it was deeded by Mrs. Edison. The city owns it, operated it for about 60 years. But since the not-for-profit board was established, the board has been in operation and running it.
Okay. So the staff currently is how many people and how many of them are volunteers? You said 40-something?
Well, there's about 45 full-time employees, 15 part-time, and about 200 volunteers.
200 volunteers. How do you manage that? That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. And predominantly about most of those people are during the winter months when we're very active. In the summer, it gets down to about 100 volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's still an admirable amount of volunteers.
It is a lot. And a lot of people are very excited about being a volunteer. We give free memberships to the volunteers, and we definitely recognize them as an important part of what we do. We couldn't do what we do and how we portray the estates without their help.
Exactly. So how is the property doing, though, in terms of structures and trees and landscaping post-Irma? Did you have any impacts there?
Well, structures-wise, the property's immaculate. The structures were all renovated back about 10 years ago with part of Chris Pendleton's tenure. So no damage there during the storms to the structures. We did lose 15 to 20% of our foliage during Hurricane Irma. But I'm proud to say in the last month of April, we've planted over 30, 35 trees, mature trees, large size. And so we hope to, within a year or two, really see some of those tropical trees bloom and come into effect and get back to what we were.
So when you were talking earlier about the expanding and having some additional buildings maybe put in place in the Grand Master Plan going forward, would these be kind of like science museum type places, or what kind of things are you thinking about?
Well, we have about 22 acres. 17 acres is a historic site that was actually owned by either Ford or Edison. So that leaves about a 5-6 acre site that's not historic, but the land adjacent to it. On that 6 acres is where we're going to build new construction to accommodate some of the revenue sources that we have now, but just expand them. One that's in dire need, and we know that will be very successful, is educational classrooms. We have big summer classes and after-school classes. We have a waiting list a mile long for people wanting to take those, but we don't have as much space to provide classroom space. So an educational building is high on the list as far as new construction.
Mm-hmm. So you had some wood that was felled from trees. Were you giving that to local artists to work with?
We had a lot of wood that was cut and stacked up on the site. There's still some of it there now. We've contracted with a couple local groups to come cut the wood. They're going to give us a percentage of the value of it, and then they're going to use it to sell and use it to give to other wood turners and so forth. We are making it available for some of the more expertise-type people who are involved in woodworking. And then we hope to, when some fragments are still left, open it up to some of the volunteers, some of the employees, and some of the citizens of the town.
What kind of wood are we talking about here? Like really pretty burl kind of wood?
Yeah, there's all kinds of hardwood and things that most of our botanical people can give you the list of it. But beautiful.
Yeah, I don't need tree species or anything.
Yeah. Beautiful wood. And but it's rare because it's a tropical collection that you don't find anywhere else.
Exactly. Well, if you're just joining the show, my guest during this part of the program is Mike Flanders. He's the new CEO of the Edison and Ford Winter Estates in Fort Myers. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So your seat on the city council has been temporarily filled, correct?
Correct. Lynn Boucher has been appointed to be there for 6 months until the November election. And in the November election, there are going to be several candidates that will file to run for the remaining part of the seat.
Mm-hmm. But he's not planning to run for that?
He has stated he's just there to fill the temporary period only for the 6 months.
Being a bench warmer, right?
Absolutely.
So what aspects of your life as a city council member do you think you're going to miss the most?
Helping citizens get through the bureaucracy of a government and the steps of a government. I think I'm going to miss that the most because I was pretty good at negotiating with staff and making sure that the citizens' will and their concerns get met. So I'll miss that the most. And let me just say what I won't miss is the long deliberations and the long discussions that didn't accumulate or end up in any kind of action.
That'll make
some of
crazy.
The council meetings went way until midnight and things like that. And I don't mind that so much, but when there's no action at the end of it and it just continues to the next meeting, those type of things can be pretty tough in the political process.
That'll be pretty frustrating, yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in Fort Myers?
Since 1968, 50 years.
Oh, I think that makes you a native.
Well, I was born up north, but anyway.
Really, yeah. But, I mean, that's a long time for down here.
Yeah. And in fact, my birthplace is Arcadia, Florida, so –
Oh, that's far up north.
Yes, it is.
I was going to guess Ohio because that's usually an 80% chance of being right down here, it feels like.
Absolutely.
So you've been very involved in with the way that the city and downtown has been developed over the past decades. How do you feel about how things stand currently?
Well, downtown's back to being a destination. You know, one thing I did as an architect, along with other great council members and the mayors of the time, is we made a commitment to turn downtown around. It was pretty much a ghost town 25, 30 years ago, but it had a huge collection of historic buildings. And I'm proud to say that pretty much all of them have been restored. They're all being used currently.
Yeah, luckily, back then, nobody had the money to tear them down, well, so they stood.
And the city of Fort Myers wasn't big enough like Tampa, Miami, where a lot of demolition happened at post-World War II. Mm-hmm. We were small enough that the big corporations didn't want to put a site in our downtown, so our downtown remained the same. But we're on the National Register as far as the historic district. The town's pretty active. It has a lot of activity that's free for the public and events. Quite a nice downtown. The streetscape the city put together, about $50 million worth of streetscape, shows a commitment by the government. Therefore, the private sector popped in and made their commitment.
Yeah, I remember when that was going on.
Yeah.
It seemed like it took a long time, but it was definitely worth it.
It
looks so good.
It took 5 years.
Well, it felt like longer just because that's how it always seems, right? But
the
payoff, right? It looks so great down there.
Well, after $50 million worth of public investment, I think we saw close to $1 billion worth of private investment over the last 10 years. So.
And those are the kinds of partnerships that probably made you feel good about being part of the city council.
Well, that's what government has to do to show a commitment in order to get the private sector to commit. So we did a good job at that.
Sometimes it's a tough sell, but that one you managed to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Do you have any final thoughts before we let you go?
No. I want everybody to come to the Edison Ford Winter States. We're much more diverse and trying to show even more diversity to the public. That's one mission that is important to us now, make it more of a public park and more of a public destination. That was one of the wills and the request of Mina Edison when she deeded the property to the city. So please come and see us.
Well, it's a good reminder to me to get back down there because I've been there a number of times, but I think it's been about a year, so I need to come back down and visit.
You definitely do.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this part of the show, but I want to thank my guest, Mike Flanders, the CEO of the Edison and Ford Winter Estates in downtown Fort Myers. Thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.